on my United team, back to that, we had two pairs of twins. My sister and I, who are identical twins, and these other two sets, who, other set, another pair, who were fraternal twins. And the fraternal twins called my sister and I the Dryden twins. And my coach went up to them and was like, you know, they have names. And those twins were like, yeah, but it's like, they couldn't tell my sister and I apart. And they were like, yeah, but it's not my fault that they're identical twins and they're on the same team.
That's so messed up, what?
And then we're like, well, you're twins and you're on the same team.
And it's not really like we could control that we're twins.
Yeah, so, I mean, just because you're twins doesn't mean I call you by your last name. Like, she's like, they're individuals. We're individuals. We have names. Call us by our names. Learn them. So, yeah, that's sometimes the life of being an identical twin.
Do you ever play against other twins? Like, you know, aside from this, I mean, they're on their team, so, but against other teams?
Yes.
How is that like? Do they kind of look at you like, oh, what are you doing? I'm supposed to be a twin, not you guys.
Not really. I have, at my old college, we played against a team that had a set of identical twins. There wasn't really, like, anything different or anything. It's definitely being a twin. It's definitely interesting playing other sets of twins. Mm-hmm. Because me and my sister were on the same team, people say that we tend to just know where each other are on the field. Or we pass the ball to each other because, like,
you're just born together, do everything together.
Twin telepathy, I don't even know. So it's kind of just interesting playing against twins.
Mm-hmm.
Identical especially, because then it's like, I kind of saw that in them. So then it's kind of like, hey, was this actually what was kind of like when me and my sister were playing together?
Yeah.
So it's definitely interesting.
Also, a quick funny fact about playing on the same team and being a twin. Identical twin, is a lot of the time when we both would be on the field or something, people would be like, oh my god, this person is like running all over the place, because they only think it's one person, but they keep seeing them doing things. So someone told my mom, they're like, oh my, like, is that your daughter? They're running all over the place. And my mom was like, oh yeah, it's because there's two of them.
There's two of them.
They thought it was just one person when it was actually two of us.
That's kind of funny.
Yes.
But since we're talking about twins, you two, what do you guys fight? Like, do you guys fight a lot? Because, like, my sister and I, growing up, we definitely did. But obviously, we've calmed down now. But what about you guys?
Yes, we fought over the dumbest things.
Yes.
I was just telling this lovely lady about that a little earlier today. So, yeah, we fight about the dumbest things that I don't think normal siblings would fight about, which is very awkward sometimes.
Opening a classroom door.
Yes. Opening a classroom door was definitely one of them.
Help me understand how that even happened.
Okay, so it was during tutorial, and
so it's because the thing is, basically, you want your other sister to look stupid, so you don't look stupid. So during tutorial in my high school, there was a class that was taking a test during the first period. So during tutorial, we went to that class because I think it was a class for math. So obviously it being math. Yeah. So we were kind of like, okay, this class had a test. Is the tutorial, like, open? Or are they still taking a test? But there was no sign or anything. So we're like, okay. So we're kind of like, I was kind of like, Julia, do you want to open the door? And Julia's like, no, I don't want to look like the idiot. And then she's like, you open the door. And I'm like, no, I'm not opening the door.
So it's just a back and forth thing.
Yeah, so it's kind of a back and forth thing. And we were kind of just in the hall just
bickering at each other, basically, about just opening this door.
Making herself look more like an idiot than just one person opening the door.
So perhaps made both of you.
Yeah, look we basically like just made pretty both much. Of our like both of ourselves look like an idiot instead of just one person opening the door. Oh hey, there's a test still going on.
I don't think the test was even going
on. No, the test wasn't going on.
Yeah, because we just ended up walking in there, but we were really pissed at each other. So
yeah.
Does it take you guys a while to
No, it only takes us like 5 minutes.
And then you guys are back to normal?
Then we're totally best friends again.
Okay, you see, that's my thing. Whenever I get in an argument with someone, I know I don't have a twin, but even with my sister, it takes me a couple days to get over it. Depending on how big the situation was,
yeah,
it takes me a while. So, like, I don't understand how you guys do it, because it's 5 minutes. How do you...
It depends, because most of the times it's just 5 minutes, but then there was, like, this one situation, specific situation that... was a lot harder, so that specific situation took quite a few days.
Which one was that, if you guys don't mind?
It had to do with a birthday party.
Me?
No.
I think she has mentioned to you about
It was a birthday party that a friend went to.
Oh.
And it basically, like...
I didn't go, she went to it.
And you were upset.
It basically, yes, it involved... alcohol, which I was unaware of, and okay, that situation kind of went differently than I expected, and it turned to me having to help people who ended up getting sick because of drinking, and there was a bit of misunderstanding that happened, and then my sister kind of spilled a few other things to my parents.
I did not spill.
Okay, whatever.
They made me.
Okay, whatever. So there was that situation. So that kind of broke my trust with Julia for a long time.
Okay, so your long time is like a couple of days, right?
Well, okay, as in a long time, this happened in 2018, and not her full trust is still not quite in me yet.
Is it really? Interesting. Okay.
I mean, so it took, I think it took...
That's the only major thing that has happened.
So, shamefully, I'm gonna say, I think I ended up giving Julia the silent treatment for 4 days to a week. I ended up giving Julia, like, the silent treatment.
I didn't know you had that in you.
I didn't either. No, I didn't either. I never do the silent treatment. I didn't know it had me in... I had that in me. I was just really, like, annoyed at her, so... That was the only time I ever did the silent treatment. But, so, I had this silent treatment with my sister for, like, that time. But then it's, like... I don't know. I just have a hard time. I feel like I just have a hard time in general trusting people. So just sometimes, I'm, like, if I tell my sister something, I'm just, like... I just have a natural habit of being, like, please don't... tell anyone.
But sometimes it's not in her control too. When she's, I mean, it's not like you tried to do it on purpose. No. And I feel like it's different now because you guys aren't living at home.
Yeah. But,
yeah, because the thing what happened was my mom got a call from the parent who was in charge of this party.
Yes.
And I was on the couch, and then my mom told me what happened, and she... I guess, I don't know what exactly how, but she was able to tell that something else had happened that I knew of, about.
How did she figure that out?
She
sucks at facial expressions.
Well, she also knows, my mom knows me more than I know myself sometimes.
I mean, makes sense.
So, she knew, it might have been my facial expressions, but also just the fact... or something, and so she knew. She was like, did you know about this? Or something, because I think Claire was telling me about it. And then she figured out something else happened. Like, I wasn't going to tell her, because I said, Claire's, like, she was like, what else happened? I was like, I'm not going to say, I can't say. Claire's going to be really, I promised Claire I wasn't going to say anything. And then my mom's like, obviously she wasn't gonna beat me, but she's like, I will make you tell me without abuse.
Yeah,
obviously parents have their ways of making the child tell them things.
Oh my gosh, they really do. They have that
so
power.
So she
over
told
us.
Me she is going to make me tell her, so I had no choice.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried telling Claire that, but she still doesn't actually believe me.
So are you still really salty about this situation?
So it's kind of a situation that I don't bring up that much.
Okay, sorry.
No, it's fine. Don't worry about it. It's been like 3 years. I'm over it. Okay. It's just kind of like, I think for me, after that situation, like, I had never been to, like, parties, especially really ones that had involved drinking. So, especially just after that, I'm kind of just, like...
Kind of scarred you a little bit.
Yeah, I kind of just avoid parties with drinking. Or if I'm invited to, like, smaller parties but involves drinking, I just stay away. I just drink Sprite or just soda. Because yeah. I'm, like, I'm not... Like, I don't want to drink. I don't want to have to be the one to take care of a sick person, because that's kind of what ended up happening, was someone drank too much, so then they ended up getting sick. So I had to kind of, like, help them. And then because of that sickness, I don't do good with that. So then I got sick, but people thought that... Because I got sick, they thought it was because I was, like, drunk or something. So then that's pretty much what was told to my parents, which wasn't the truth, obviously.
Yeah.
So because of that, it kind of made me in trouble, and
all went down. It just spiraled.
Yeah, so now I'm kind of like, okay, if I'm to go to parties, if it involves drinking, my rules are I am not drinking. And I'm not helping people who get sick. Like, I mean, like, I don't want to be the person to be, like, to come off as, like, being, like, mean of being, like, yeah, no, that's not me. Like, I'm not helping with that. Yeah. Like, I want to help how I can, but the way I am, I'm a little more, like, I can't handle things as easily as some people might. So just for me, the best thing is just let someone else handle it.
Yeah. So are there any other fights that kind of are drilled into your mind between you two?
I mean, I do something that my sister completely hates that sometimes causes her to get mad at me. And in the mornings, if my sister doesn't get up when I want... Because sometimes I get up, if I get up at, like, 8:30 or so, I'll be sleeping still, and she will walk into my room, and sometimes, if I'm lucky, she has a spray bottle, and she would squirt it on my face, or just on me. Sometimes, if I'm very unlucky, she will just have a glass of water that she'll just... the, like, sploosh right on me.
You do not.
And
guilty.
If you're ever having a really hard time getting up, that's a very good way to get someone up. So there's a hint. If you need to get someone up, splash water on them. But be aware that it might very much piss them off.
I mean, because the thing is, if I'm up and I'm up for a while, if I want Julia to get up, or if I'm like, I want coffee, but like, I want to go somewhere to get coffee, I'm like, hey, Julia, want to get coffee? And Julia's like, yeah, sure. Or just if I want to, like, do something in the morning with her, she's like, okay, yeah, it's like, I'm just going to lie here for like 10 more minutes. Every time she says, it's 45 to an hour and stuff. So then sometimes it gets to the point that I'm like, I'm tired of waiting. She told me, like, 15 minutes. It's been, like, an hour. I'm, like, tired of waiting and stuff. So then I just... It's my last resort. I'm like, I know if you get sprayed with water, it's like your bed's gonna get wet. No one wants to sleep in, like, a wet bed. So I just, like, spray water on her, get her wet, because I know she needs to take a shower anyway. So then I'll just make her get up and take a shower. And I'm like, okay, it works.
No, I'll give you a head start. Go ahead.
Exactly. So ever since then, I used to just pull the blankets off her, but that didn't really work because she'll just lie there. She might have more blankets that she just puts on or something.
Mm-hmm.
But so I've come to the water resort that helps. So that's kind of my go-to. So if I want her to get up, just like, hi, B-word, spray, spray, spray.
Good morning.
Exactly.
Oh, some juicy, juicy twin drama.
Yes. So, advice, y'all, if you have a sibling, no matter if it's an older sibling or a younger sibling, the water technique works.
But just be aware that they might want to make a dent in your face.
I'm sure all siblings want to do that either way.
Yes.
Exactly. So exactly. It's nothing new.
It's just normal stuff, just to piss your sibling off.
Exactly.
As usual.
Exactly.
Well, think we should end this episode. Thanks for spilling all your little drama and anger between you two.
Of course. My pleasure.
Yes. I'll see you next episode.